2. Dependence of God. 3. Purposeful existence. And 4. Immanence of God.
Understand that God is the ultimate creator and sources of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the immanence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Amen and amen and amen. Come on, lift your hands. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on. He's worthy of your praise. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. Yeah. Father, we bless your name. Bless your name. Father, you're so worthy. Father, we bless you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, no weapon formed against this word, this message, your teaching, your understanding, this broadcast, the technology. Ha, glory, ekesha, Father. Woo, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon. Ha, glory, because we're going to walk in the fullness of God. Come on now. The fullness of God. Woo, the fullness of God. Come on now. I'm prophesying to you right now. I'm speaking to your spirit. You're going to walk in the fullness of God. The fullness of God. Come on now. Come on now. Get it, get it, get it right now. Get it right now. Come on now. Don't you let this moment pass you by. The Bible says God inhabits the praise of his people. He gets right in the middle. He comes down. When he begins to hear you praise, you get his attention. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, glory. Woo, your praise gets his attention. Your worship causes him to stay. And the Bible says, Jesus said, where two or more gathered together in my name, there I am. In the midst, in the middle of them. Oh, come on now. Come on now. My God, my God, my God. Come on, give him praise. Come on now. Give God your best praise. Give him 30 seconds of your best praise. Come on now. I'm just sharing the broadcast. Come on. Come on, come on. Get this right now. Hallelujah. Hey, kosha, taraba kosha. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, kosha. Ho, bro, kosha, ndere, kesha. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Come on now. Come on now. Healing's coming over your body right now. Come on now. Allergies are being healed right now. Come on now. Nut allergy. Oh, come on now. Woo. Oh, my God. Allergies are being healed right now. Ooh, pine tree. Come on now. Different types of bushes. Grass. High glory. Ooh, my God, my God. Ooh, sage bushes. Cottonwood trees. Oh, come on now. Being healed right now of allergies. Oh, my God, my God. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. You better get this right here. Ooh, somebody's been, come on now. Stop saying that your allergies are acting up again this year because it happens every time this year. No, you have whatsoever you say. We'll see. See, we're going to mess with somebody's understanding. Okay. Okay, let's go here. Oh, my God. How do I keep that? We'll go here. Want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, And our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Now, listen, I just made a statement that you need to stop saying certain things, because when you speak, because you are a divine offspring, you are a little Elohim, you are the sons of God. What you speak, you empower to manifest. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Come on now. I just want to show it to you. Proverbs chapter 18. Because the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. And we're going to go there too this morning. But look, look at Proverbs chapter 18. And let's look at verse 20 and 21. Come on. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and 21. And when you get there, someone type, "It is so." Come on. Father, lessen me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, that none of your word would fall to the ground. Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21. And it says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth." He didn't say his job, he didn't say his paycheck, but he said with the fruit, the manifestation, what comes forth out of the mouth. "And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." Oh, come on now. We're going somewhere. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." See, let me just tell you that because you were created, okay? Okay, and let's prove this, okay? Genesis chapter 1, Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter 4, and Acts chapter 2. I'm just going to type it all in right down, just so that way we can go ahead and get it out the way. Once again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Now, when you look at Genesis chapter 1, it says in verse 26, "Let us," and God said, and Elohim said, okay, let me just type this in here. God right here is Elohim, which means Father or Creator in the Hebrew, okay? So once again, "And God said, let us create man in our image and after our likeness." So he says a lot. So he got into agreement with himself, the word, which was Christ. Jesus was not there yet, but he was there, but he wasn't there, okay? The Father, the Son, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. He said, "Let us make man, Adam, in our what? Image and after our likeness." Okay, so he's going to look like us, and he's going to be able to act like us. Okay? So, this is why, and we'll go there later, you'll understand that in Psalms 82, he said, "Ye are gods," little e, Elohim's, okay? So the power of death and life is in your tongue. So when you begin to speak, you give power because you were created as a creator. You are, come on now. He took a part of himself and created us. Oh, come on now. You are the divine offspring. You are a son of God. If he creates with his mouth, okay, you create with your mouth. Stop saying idle words. Oh, come on now. Stop speaking death over yourself. Come on now. Stop saying, how many times did you say, "Oh, feels like I'm catching a cold"? How many times did you catch that cold? Woo, when your money got a little bit funny and you said, "I'm broke." How long did you stay without money? Oh, come on now. Listen, when you speak, things move because you were created in God's image. It has to be done. Because he gave us power, okay? "Let us create man in our image and after our likeness. Let them have dominion," ruling authority. Let me type this right here. The word dominion means ruling authority. Hey, glory, his shot. Woo, my God, my God. I'm just typing this for Instagram. Means ruling authority. So when you understand, okay, that the first thing he gave you was his authority, his rulership, his power, his dunamis, his ability, okay? So when you begin to speak, things begin to happen, good, bad, or indifferent. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Let's not. Ah, glory. Come on. Let's get this. Come on now. Someone type amen. Ah, glory. Come on now. Someone type amen. I want you to get this. Type amen. I want you to see this. I want you to get this. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. Ha ha. Good morning, Sister Missy. Amen. Listen, so when you begin to walk in the understanding. Now let's go here. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 first. Okay. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. It's the first thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. The wisdom of God is the what to do. It's the what to do. It's the what to do. I'm going to say it again. It's the what to do. Amen. It's the what to do. Ah, glory. Hekesha. Woo, come on now. Let me just find it right here. Here's my little slide. Says the wisdom of God is the what to do. Where did I put you? Here it is. The wisdom of God is the word, the thoughts, the will. It's the what to do. The understanding is the spiritual discernment and perception. It's the how to do it. It's the how to get it done. Okay? So wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. Get the word, get the thoughts, get the will of a thing. And with all of your getting, get understanding. Get the spiritual understanding, the revelation, the perception. Okay, the details of how to get it done. Okay, come on now. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. So when you begin to understand that as you're walking as a son of God, you begin to activate your ruling authority. So now when you go to Proverbs chapter 3, okay? Proverbs chapter 3. Look at verse 5, Proverbs chapter 3. Someone type, it is so. Look at verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. Go to him. Get the word. Get the thought. Get what he thinks about a situation. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall what? Direct your path. He shall give you what? Oh, my God. Woo! In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So when you begin to trust God and you go to him, even with the little things, he begins to reveal. This is called revelation. Revealed, hidden, glory, hidden knowledge, hidden understanding. Oh, my God. I want you to get this morning. And we're going slow this week. I want you to get the understanding that when you, according to Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. God wants to give you the what to do and the how to get it done. But you got to trust him. Okay, you got to trust the Lord. Ah, glory. Oh, my God. They trusted Jesus when he said, listen, go and wait for the promise. Acts chapter 2. Now, when they go to Acts chapter 2, God glory, they've been waiting for 10 days. They've been waiting. They were following the instructions. They got all together. High glory. And they got into. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with what? One accord. They were in one passion, one mind, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all of the house. And they were all filled. Why? Because they trusted in the Lord, and they did not use their human understanding, but they used the revealed knowledge, the understanding, the spiritual perception and discernment from God to say, hey, this is what Jesus spoke when he was talking about the promise. Listen, God has given us promises, and the promises of God in him are yes and amen. When you understand that when you get a promise from God, when you get a word from God, now you can take it to the bank. Now you can take that word and you can speak it back to him. Father, you said, that the Bible says that he will hasten his word to perform it. Come on now. Come on now. It's your time. It's your season. It's your time to be healed. It's your time to walk in peace. It's your time to have the joy of the Lord be your strength. It's your time to be debt free. It's your time, oh my God, to walk with no fear. It's your time. It's your time. Come on now. Someone type, it's my time. It is so. Come on now. Hey, bro, Corey, shout out about. Ooh, we got to end right there for today. But listen, it's your time. It's your season. Come on now. Get your seed ready. The kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest. Okay. And beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your what? Soul prosperous. Come on now. You have to understand that the whole key to getting understanding is to be able to walk. Oh, my God. Without hindrance, without any interruption. Oh, come on now. High glory. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Because when your soul, when your mind begins to get understanding, it begins to receive the wealth and prosperity from the revelation. Now you can do Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Why? Because the seed is your time that you're planting seed or investing into the kingdom consistently. Your harvest is what you receive. It's the manifestation of the fruit from you sowing seed. Okay? So now, after you get the understanding, now you can go back and you can begin to sow into the ground of God. What ground is God giving you your feeding from? Whatever ground that you get fed from, that's what you should be sowing into. Okay, you can use the website. You can use the PayPal of the ministry. At Restored MININTL, you can scan the little QR code right there. It'll take you to our PayPal. You can use your Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account using our Gmail at Restored MININTL at Gmail. Or you can use the church cash app at Restored MI or the website, www.restoredministriesint.org. Come on now, sow your seed. Get your best seed. Sow your multiplied grace seed of $55 or $155 or $555 or the $5,555. Grace, okay, the multiplied grace. This is why he said he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Five in the Bible represents the grace of God. Woo, come on now. I'm trying to get something to you. Now, that's the sowing into the ministry ground. Now you can also reap from sowing into the hand of the prophet or the priest, Ezekiel 44:30. And the first of all, first fruits of all things and of every oblation or teruma, of every sort of teruma, shall be the priest, that he may cause the blessing to rest in your house. When you understand that when you sow directly into the hand of the prophet, priest, or the ministry, which I am the prophet and priest of the ministry, you are activating the power of the prophet's reward. Okay, Ezekiel, that I may speak the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Use my Cash App, $Prophet, MD Bryant. My Zelle is right there on your screen and my PayPal. You can all, listen, sow the seed. When you sow the seed, you activate the harvest. You can't activate harvest without first sowing seed. No seed, no harvest. Father, I thank you. And I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and has no sorrow. I speak wealth, high glory, favor and the greater, divine health, high glory, oh my God, divine health, free from every sickness, disease, and infirmity in Jesus' name. Father, that the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich shall add no sorrow. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of the Lord that will rest on their life because they sowed the seed. They trusted in the Lord and they gave the seed because the Bible says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over in Jesus' name. Now, listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Let somebody know. Share the broadcast. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.